Hello everyone, my name is Henry and this is episode 0 of the Design for Good podcast, a podcast about designing for social good. I'm your host, Henry Aiko. I am a social impact design consultant and strategist, and I'm going to be sharing with you guys my story on how I became a designer for social good. And yeah, this podcast hopes to be pretty interesting, and I hope to share my knowledge and expertise with all of you. Thank you for listening to the first episode, and subscribe if you want to listen to the rest. And yeah, hope you guys love this episode. As a young kid, I often found myself spending a lot of time alone, you know, when everybody else was, you know, in the parlor watching TV. I was the only one, you know, spending time in my room. I always watched Discovery Channel on Wednesdays, and I can remember, you know, watching Through the Universe with Morgan Freeman and just being at awe to the magnitude of, you know, what the world is and what the world has to offer. So I've always been a big dreamer. From a very young age, I remember wanting to have a lab exactly like Dexter's Laboratory. I wanted a lab just like that. And I wanted a computer called Computer. So, you know, from a very young age, I've always had like a wild imagination. This kind of led me to experimenting with like technology and taking stuff apart from a pretty young age and trying to fix things. So, you know, eventually after high school, it led to me going to the US to study computer engineering. So like, this was basically my dream. Like, I was living my dream. I was studying computer engineering in University of North Texas, UNT, Denton, Texas. And it was like the most amazing experience of my entire life. And, you know, it really exposed me to a lot of things, a lot of new people, new cultures. And for the first time in my life, I finally felt like I found a place. I finally felt like I found a home for myself. It was really amazing. And something happened on December of 2014, I think, yeah. So I came back home for like Christmas holidays. I was the only one to come back to Nigeria. I currently live in Nigeria. So I came back to Nigeria from US for Christmas holidays. And, you know, my parents told me that I wasn't going to go back to Texas. This was like the single most significant event to ever happen in my entire life, because I finally found my place. I finally thought I was doing exactly what I wanted to do. I was living my dreams, and to kind of see everything just taken away like that really broke me apart, and, you know, made me literally have to build, as I said, to build a new identity for myself. So, you know, I wasn't this engineering guy again, because obviously that didn't work. I was back in Nigeria and I had to start from scratch. So this kind of led me to being depressed for a pretty long time. But during that period of time, I stumbled upon Twitter and people talking about meditating. So this was kind of what led me to meditation. And eventually I stumbled upon a podcast called the Mind Movers Podcast, and I listened to that podcast. So this kind of sparked my curiosity, because from a very young age, I've always been interested in human beings and human behavior, and, you know, why humans behave in the specific ways that we do. So experiencing this new life of meditation and being at peace with oneself led me to start creating more. I never really saw myself as an artist, because from a pretty young age, I didn't know how to draw. I always saw myself as an engineer, but I didn't really consider that to be creative. because it wasn't art. So when I was building my new identity, I started a blog. That was the first thing I ever did. I started a blog, and that was just me sharing, you know, my depression with the world and, you know, and my healing as well. So you know, the blog was my first, the first thing I ever created to kind of share on the internet. And the response from that blog, even though not many people read it, but the response from the blog kind of gave me encouragement and gave me confidence to try more things. So after a while, I decided to learn photography because I had an iPod and I was like, I need to learn, you know, how to take pictures. So I read like a ton of articles on the internet. I read like almost over 500 articles on how to take pictures. And from there, I had to learn Photoshop and design. And that was kind of where I stumbled upon this thing called design. And I really got interested in design because from like a pretty young age, I've always been interested in design, but I just never knew, I guess, it was design. And all my curiosities and my experiences kind of, you know, made me even more curious about this thing called design. Like, what is design? So I invested in a lot of design courses even while I was in Nigeria. I read a lot of articles on design, and you know, with time I began to learn more about design. I stumbled upon a beautiful company called IDEO, which introduced me to the human-centered design thinking practice. So, you know, all this was happening really fast, and I was curious to like what this thing called design is about. So I learned a lot about it, and you know, it kind of connected all my passions, from engineering to writing to creativity to photography. Like, everything kind of blended into this thing called design. So design kind of let me find a place where I could be. So becoming a designer, there are two distinct things that I realized during my journey of becoming a designer. Now, I knew how to design, or I know how to design using like tools like Figma, Adobe XD, or Photoshop, or Illustrator. I can design on a screen. But I often found that I never enjoyed designing on a screen, whereas what I enjoyed doing was interacting with human beings and kind of designing, you know, experiences for those human beings to engage with. I found more joy and passion designing things that could influence human beings directly, or yeah, I can say directly influence their behaviors. So this led me to creating a company called Senpai, which is a design company I started in Nigeria. And the aim of this company, even though it's a design company, the aim of the company is to build a community of creative talents. So as you can see, it has nothing to do with classical design. So, you know, I didn't really think this was weird, because I just thought that, oh, I have passion for creative people and I want to build a design company that attracts creatives. So that was the idea. And for a while, you know, I've been trying to explain this idea to people has been really difficult, because nobody really understood exactly what it is I was trying to do. If what I was doing was even a business, like, what kind of business is it? Like, what are you trying to do? Are you just building a community, just to build a community? So these are questions, you know, people ask me all the time. So this led me to like a 2-year long journey of self-discovery and trying to answer those questions, both for others and for myself as well. Like, what really was I trying to build, and how could I classify it, how could I quantify it in a way that people could understand? So a couple of things have happened in my life which I would share with you guys, but bottom line of the story was that this year all the dots kind of clicked, where I found out that there is a space called the social industry. I've been aware of this space for a while, but I haven't really thought about the fact that maybe what I'm doing is a social organization. So I found out about this space, and I was like, wow, this is interesting. And I realized there's actually a form of design called social impact design. And this is design that is focused on creating sustainable systems that drive social impact. And I was like, wow, that's exactly what I'm trying to build with Senpai. I'm essentially trying to build a company that will be self-sustaining enough to also grow and empower the creative community in Nigeria. So all the dots kind of clicked to me this year, and this year was really exciting. And you know, now we are positioning our brand, and I'm also trying to redirect our energy to exploring the design for social impact field, which led to the creation of this podcast. So that's just basically like a brief story about me. I hope I didn't talk too much. So in this podcast, I will be exploring the design for social impact. I'll be talking to you guys about Senpai as well, which is on my startup. The goal of this company is to empower the creative community in Nigeria with the skills they need to design. Not only that, we are also going to be focused as a social impact design agency, and we would work with social organizations and help them with their design. So social organizations from all over the world that are interested in impact in Nigeria and in Africa would be able to work with us, and would use design thinking practices to help them craft solutions to increase their impact. So this is just basically what Design for Good is about. There's a lot more involved in this, and I would be exploring this alongside with you guys, because I don't have all the answers. Like I said, I literally stumbled upon this field this year, a couple of weeks ago, a couple of months ago. So it's all pretty new and it's all pretty interesting, but it feels right. It feels like all the dots have finally aligned, and I can finally have a place where I can talk about what I'm doing, and it would make sense. Because I tried talking about what I'm doing in the startup VC land for the last 2 years, and it doesn't really make a lot of sense because it's focused on impact, not profits. And in the VC land, they care more about profits. So this is a pretty interesting journey for me. I'm glad you're listening to the first episode of this podcast. This is like an intro episode. I would still try and plan and figure out how the structure of the podcast would be. But I'm going to release this episode as soon as I'm done recording it, so it can be out there in the world, and I have to record more. So hope you guys like this episode. If you do, please share with your friends. Please subscribe. My name is Henry Aiko. You can find me on Twitter at Henry Aiko _ and on Instagram at Henry Aiko, IKOH. So yeah, hope you guys are having an awesome day. Talk to you guys in the next episode. Have an awesome day. Bye.